Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four clever, brilliant, witty, and experienced players of this game who are going to pit their wits and show their verbal ingenuity and their comic inventiveness as they talk for just a minute on a subject I give them, and they try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four exciting people are our Jenny Eclair, Ross Noble, Graham Norton, and Clement Freud. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Pleasance at the Festival Fringe in Edinburgh, and before us we have a really hyped-up Fringe audience ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show this week with Ross Noble. And Ross, the subject, the cleverest person I know. Will you talk on that for 60 seconds if you can, starting now?
I don't really hang around with intellectuals, but I do have a friend that can peel a banana with his feet. I know you wouldn't exactly think that that was necessarily clever, but, you know, he can put it into his mouth and really does perform a little bit like a monkey. Of course, the chimpanzees are the most intelligent of all the apes, and therefore they would be judged as being the most intelligent.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of most intelligent.
Yes, the subject is the cleverest person I know, and he's mentioned most, so repetition. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, and you take over the subject, and you have 39 seconds available on the cleverest person I know, starting now.
Clever is no longer the good word it used to be. Perhaps the cleverest person I know is the one who's made the most of limited ability. And Jeffrey Archer, spring... There's a man who has only limited ability.
Why do you groan? It's part of the rules. Jenny Eclair, you challenge
I us. Only pressed my buzzer, Clem, because you said... Oh, I've forgotten what he said twice now.
Limited.
Limited, limited. That was it, limited. You were talking about someone with limited ability. That's I think I caught limited ability.
You did? He did repeat the word limited.
Yes, he did. Yes.
A correct challenge. He did repeat limited. You get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject, which is the cleverest person I know. And there are 20 seconds available starting now.
The cleverest person I know is my boyfriend because he's managed to keep me by his side for 18 years despite stiff competition from thousands of other men, and I mean that literally. Oh, he can put up shelves, drive cars very fast down motorways, and...
Graham Norton, you challenge.
Apparently he can't do anything else.
I was having to think quite hard.
What else can he do?
I was going to say he knows a lot about battleships, but then that made me depressed. I stopped talking.
He obviously knows about the important things, Jenny. And Graham got in, so we've heard from everybody on this first round, which is exciting. And Graham, you got in, you have a correct challenge, a point, of course, and you've got in cleverly with only 3 seconds to go. And it's the cleverest person I know, Graham, starting now.
Scotland's own Kirsty Young is surely the brightest person on the whole planet.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point in this game, and on this occasion it was Graham Norton. So Graham, at the end of that first round, has got a commanding lead over all the rest.
A 1 point.
How did that
happen? Jenny, Claire, your turn to begin. And the subject is my beauty regime. 60 seconds starting now.
My beauty regime consists of cleanse, tone and moisturise every night unless I can't be bothered, in which case I wipe it all off on the pillow and remove the dribble in the morning. The products I use range from the cheap, i.e. cooking oil, which is good for flexibility of the face, and the sublime, like the secretions of albino bats from Nepal. Oh, yes. When you've put your base on, I favour a nice thick orange pan stick and heavy powder because the trick to makeup is more equals better. I love makeup the way it makes... Yes, I said
Graham
makeup
Norton
twice.
Challenged.
Yeah, no, you did say yes, it twice.
Yes, yes. I should have said cosmetics, shouldn't I?
That would have been good.
I should have had a thesaurus here.
Mm. But, Jenny, you went for 34 seconds.
I could have won.
Yes.
Anyway, Dan might have given you some random points. And
Graham,
but he still will.
You challenged. Another point to you and the subject. Let us hear, with 26 seconds available, about my beauty regime. Starting now.
My beauty regime is harsh but effective. For instance, who could have guessed that I actually went to school with Nicholas Parsons? Yes, my exfoliation cream, and I use that word carefully, because I don't do that. I actually scruff, because I buy beauty products for men. Yes, they are masculine. I didn't know I could sound like this, but apparently I can when I'm in Scotland.
So Graham Norton was again speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point for doing so, and with other points in the round, he's just increased his lead. And Clement, your turn to begin, and the subject now is braces. Tell us something about braces in this game starting now.
Braces is four or more grouse shot in pairs, or things that hold up your trousers, and you can choose whichever, depending on the time of year. Glorious 12th of August.
Ross Noble challenge.
Deviation. Because surely you can't hold up your trousers with live grouse.
It's a lovely thought.
I'm not a hunting man. But, you know.
We love the thought that you sort of threw into the show. We'll give you a bonus point for that. But he wasn't within the rules of just a minute, actually deviating. In fact, I think he made it clear that they were not connected. But so, Clement, you have the benefit of the doubt. You have the subject, still another point, of course. 46 seconds available. Braces starting now.
Braces are an awfully good thing to give people as Christmas presents or for their weddings, engagements, hangings, funerals, and especially festivals of the church. I would recommend that they be made of elastic and have holes for four buttons, which tend to be attached to nether garments, such as they keep up. But to go back to sporting birds.
Jenny, a clear challenge.
Oh, I'm guessing here, but did you say birds? No, you didn't. Okay, Colonel, I'm really sorry.
Yes. Can I challenge then? I think you repeated four.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Four birds, four buttons.
You can have it if you want.
Shall we share it? Shall we do it together?
All right, then. As one.
All right, Jenny, a retrospective. I hadn't said anything before you changed your mind, so I'm entitled to accept the other challenge. So you have another point, you have braces, you have 15 seconds, starting now.
My daughter's just about to have braces put on, courtesy of the National Health, hurrah. When I was a teenager, I was also attached to braces.
Clement Floyd challenge.
Repetition of catamaran.
Oh, yes, you're right.
I think that. I think that's a sort of sour grapes challenge, isn't it? I've got a challenge on anything. Right. Clement, you made a point, and the audience enjoyed it, so I'll be generous and give you that bonus point, which I've already given one to Ross. But, Jenny, you interrupted. You get a point for that. You keep the subject, and there are 7 seconds available. Braces starting now.
An orthodontist named Mr. Clifford in Liverpool put my braces on, and every time I visited him, they...
Clement Floyd challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
No, her daughter's braces.
No, I'm also talking about my braces.
No, you hadn't.
No, I did. I said when I was a teenager, I also had braces attached.
Jenny, it's all right. You did say that.
Yes.
I was listening.
It was just after that bit about the catamaran. Yes. Yes.
We admire your dedication to getting points, Clement, but in this case, I disagree. 1 second is still available for you, Jenny, with another point. Braces starting now.
I wore my braces on the catamaran.
So Jenny Eclair was then speaking as the whistle went and gained an extra point for doing so, and she's moved forward. She's now actually in the lead.
That's never happened before. Yes!
She's one ahead of Graham Norton, 3 ahead of Ross Noble, and 4 ahead of Clement Freud in that order. And Ross, your turn to begin. The subject, topiary. Tell us something about... Why should you laugh? Just because his head looks, hair looks like something that needs topiarying. Oh, I'm going to get it now, aren't I?
I knew it was a mistake not wearing a tie.
Ross, topiary is a subject. Talk about it. 60 seconds starting now.
Topiary is the process of clipping hedges into different shapes. Sometimes tramps like to sit underneath the said bushes and...
Graham, you challenge first.
A bit of a hesitation. Yeah,
there was a hesitation. Was, yeah. So you've got topiary, and you have 42 seconds, and you start now.
Topiary is a hobby of mine. Because I have a lot of body hair, I find it very useful on the shoulders. On the left one, I have a hen and three chicks, clipped out of some rather mousy curly hair. Where on the right, I have the outline of St. Paul's Cathedral. These prove fascinating gifts, really, on a beach holiday. People come up and chat, take pictures, hug me, which I like, and things like that.
Jenny challenged.
God.
Jenny Eclair, you challenged.
I was just helping him.
Why?
He gave me a look as if to say, please, I don't know what else to say.
And I've had that look since the beginning.
It was
you feel
the ramblings of the mad.
Yes,
and he was hesitating and deviating. And
darling, go for one, please, because he wasn't hesitating. He was deviating.
Deviating.
Yes.
He was talking about wanting to be hugged on beaches. I don't think this is suitable for Radio 4.
Right. He had got away from topiary, I agree. So you have a deviation and you have 17 seconds available for you to tell us more about topiary, starting now.
If you drive from southeast London, Camberwell, to this ice rink in Streatham and past Norwood... I forgot where I live.
Ross challenged.
Hesitation.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
I was brushed.
Stumble,
yeah.
we interpreted.
And you can't actually go to Norwood through...
I know, I forgot.
Yeah. How did she do that? Ross, what secret road have you got?
I got lost. I forgot where I lived. Can we hear more of your story about the tramp sitting under the topiary?
It's his turn to take it. Jenny, do you want to run the show for a bit? Or
no.
What do you mean? Oh, you do want her to do it, right. Correct challenge, Ross, and you have topiary and you have 11 seconds starting now.
An easier way to create the same effect is to simply take objects and stick leaves to them. Why not get yourself an old steam train and using glue, apply foliage and park it outside?
So Ross Noble was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's moved forward. He's equal with Graham Norton. They're both 1 point behind our leader, still Jenny Eclair, and Clement Freud is just behind them. And Jenny, it's your turn to begin. The subject is men with moustaches. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Men with moustaches are usually either gay or policemen who don't understand that if they have a moustache, they look quite homosexual. My favourite moustaches are those twirly Salvador Dali ones, but then I have an unhealthy obsession with circus ringmasters, which I need to go and see a doctor about. Women who have moustaches aren't really socially acceptable.
Graham Norton challenge.
That has to be deviation.
No.
On so many levels.
No,
you asked her to talk about men with moustaches.
Yes, but Graham, she was talking about men with moustaches, and she just put out that one sentence, women with moustaches. She could have gone off to compare them with men with moustaches. So she hadn't actually had a chance to properly deviate.
So if I'd had a chance with the ringmaster to deviate, I'd have deviated.
So, no, I must be fair. Within the rules of just a minute, she continues with men with moustaches. 42 seconds, Jenny. Another point, of course, as well. Starting now.
Frida Kahlo, the Spanish...
Graham, yes.
Still talking about women with moustaches.
Jenny... No, Jenny, I think you should have made the comparison much sooner. This time... Graham, you have the subject, you have the correct challenge. 40 seconds available. You tell us something about men with moustaches, starting now.
A man's moustache can tell you a lot about the person. For instance, what he had for lunch. Was there a nice head on his lager? Or even, does he have a cold? Unfortunate. It's radio, it's a visual medium. Now, it does... Oh, I'm saying something again.
Last challenge.
There was a little bit of deviation
yes,
there.
Yes, it was indeed. Right, so you have the subject. You have 24 seconds are still available. Men with moustaches, Ross, with you, starting now.
One of the good things about being a man with a moustache is the fact that you can use it when thinking, able to twiddle it as Hercule Poirot did when he was trying to tell people who the murderer was. This tends not to work as well if you've got a massive beard, because you have to run your fingers through it. A lot of people think that men with moustaches are quite sexy, for example, Tom Selleck.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation?
Yes, there was an there.
Oh, was there?
Yes, you put an in. And we call that hesitation.
Was so it we'll, me?
Or did somebody walk past? Erring as they went.
No. Clement, you've got in with 2 seconds to go.
Oh.
And it's all right. It's within the rules of just a minute. And you have men with moustaches. 2 seconds starting now.
In 2 seconds.
Ross charge.
I think there was a slight just under his... just under his breath.
Just under his breath.
It was very small, but it wasn't.
You're sitting next to him. I should explain to our listeners that I have two on my right, which is Ross and Clement, and two on my left, which is Jenny and Graham. So you now have the picture. And Ross is maintaining he heard him say under his breath. He didn't. You, Clement.
It's just being mischievous.
Yes. And that's all part of the game. So 1 second, Clement, on men with moustaches, starting now.
Upper lips.
Clement Freud, being as the whistle went, has now leapt forward. He's still in fourth place, but he's only 1 point behind Graham Norton and Ross Noble, and he's only 2 points behind leader Jenny Eclair. They're very close, actually, but which is delightful, isn't it? And in every sense of the word, they're very close. They bond wonderfully. And yeah, Graham, right. It's your turn to begin.
What?
The subject is ways to save energy. 60 seconds to tell us something about that subject. Starting now.
I am thrilled to be able to take this minute to share with you some of my energy-saving ideas. Turning on the oven just to make one potato? No! That is so wasteful. Far better to take said object, wrap it in a damp tea towel, leave it for a week. By then...
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation, you can't put an oven into a damp tea cloth.
Well... this is one of those impossible decisions because I know what Graham was conveying, but if you want to take the logic of his words, Clement is right. So it's how you interpret it. What I might do now is, which I sometimes do, I look at this very intelligent and wise audience and say, you be the final judges. And if you agree with Clement's challenge, you cheer for him, and if you disagree with it, you boo for him. And you all do it together now. Don't keep it up for the rest of the show. I mean, you don't have to... I would say the first impact I got was a boo. They feel you have the benefit of the doubt, Graham, and you continue with ways to save energy starting now.
Ways to save energy are numerous. I can think of some, but a lot of them are quite secret.
Ross challenge.
It was definitely an
It was an yes, because he thought
there
of
was
some.
No,
I was meditating. It's very good. Oh. Slowing down the metabolic rate.
We can see from
is meditation allowed within the rules?
I think it is.
Okay, fair enough.
I think you'll go om.
Om. Fine.
Graham, okay. I saw the expression that came over your face. It was quite lascivious, and so I realised that...
lascivious?
Yes, and so I agree with Ross.
I don't understand it, but I'd be offended.
Yes. So you did hesitate. You had a little private moment of thrill there and hesitated. And Ross, you have 37 seconds to tell us something about ways to save energy starting now.
A good way to save energy is to move to the North Pole. That way the days last 6 months and you never have to turn your lights on. Of course, the nights are also longer.
Yes, Clement.
I'm sorry, he said nights and not lights.
Yes, he said night one time and
sorry.
Nights. Yes, he did. Well, no.
Point to him.
No, point
several
to him.
Several times.
No, we enjoy generosity and sharp listening. There, 33 seconds for you still, Ross.
Sorry, I started meditating.
Ways to save energy starting now.
Another good way to save energy is to simply sit around the house in your pants, not moving whatsoever. That way, as you sit... I've said sit twice.
Clement
I'm
challenge.
A fool.
Ripped it away.
Yes, because you did say... The subject on the card is ways to save energy, and you said way before.
And I said sit. Well, you could have had 2 points
he's
there.
He's got you on way. Graham, Clement, you've got in on ways to save energy. You have 17 seconds starting now.
There was a man who came to reception of the hotel where I'm staying who explained that his company...
Jenny challenge.
Man who explained. Who, two whos, who, and who again.
Jenny, I'm starting to look like an owl. Is it bad?
Am I right in
yes,
thinking?
Yes, you do. He did repeat who. So you have 8 seconds. Tell us something about ways to save energy, starting now.
On show days, I save energy by lying under the duvet, gently smoking...
Oh, sorry. challenge.
There was a bit of a hesitation.
No, I should think so.
And there was deviation on the way as well.
How many duvets have you set alight? Ross, you've got him with 3 seconds to go on ways to save energy, starting now.
I once sat under a burning duvet, and the problem with that was...
Ross Noble speaking as a whistle, Wayne, again, the extra point, and the situation keeps moving from round to round. Ross Noble has now taken the lead ahead of Graham Norton and then Jenny Eclair and Clement Freud equal in third place. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Scotch. Tell us something about that wonderful subject in this game, starting now.
The people north of the border are quite particular on whether to say Scottish or Scotch. And Scotch appears to be reserved for whiskey, mist and corner, perhaps other geographical locations also. I'm really very fond of this country and have close family ties with it because my wife's people came from Watford. Scotch whisky is perhaps the best known Scotch.
Jenny Eclair,
John. Repetition of whisky.
No, he said Scotch then, love, the best known
Scotch.
Oh,
sorry, I went deaf. And just guessed.
No, he said the best-known Scotch, then, not the best-known whiskey.
Oh, I apologise, Clement.
Yeah, don't apologise.
No,
he just gets
I'll
another
take
point.
That apology
he's thrilled. He's delighted. So he gets another point, and he has 29 seconds to continue on Scotch, starting now.
At the location called Scotch on the border between England and Scotland, there is a cafeteria which specialises in Scotch bacon sandwiches, which I would recommend to you, especially if the pork meat smoked comes from Aberdeen, which is an excellent, wholly, truly wonderful place from which pork meat should come.
Jenny challenged.
Pork.
I know, thank God you challenged. I mean, Jenny, you've got in cleverly with 3 seconds to go on Scotch, starting now.
Hopscotch is a good game to play if all you've got is a pavement and a piece of chalk.
First call. Jenny Eclair got another point. Speaking as a whistle went, another point. She's now moved forward second place, just behind Ross Noble. But then just behind them equal are Clement Freud and Graham Norton. We are moving, actually, into the final round. It's very, very close, actually, because Clement Freud is just in fourth place, just behind Graham Norton. And he's only 2 points behind equal leaders as we go into this final round, which is Ross Noble and Jenny Eclair. Isn't it exciting?
Like you care.
I'm going to crack under the pressure.
The subject, Graham, is ageism. A good subject. I've suffered from it in my time up here. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Ageism is a lovely, simple way to hate people. You don't have to think of a reason. You just look at them and you dinny like their...
Jenny challenged.
He went stupid, basically.
No, I didn't.
He repeated... Age, you'd say age and gaga like a baby.
No, no.
What did he do wrong, Ross?
He didn't do anything wrong.
I did nothing wrong.
He regularly does do things which are wrong, but
he
in this
school, in that instance, I didn't.
He didn't. Oh, they're so keen. This is wonderful.
Go on, mate.
No, he didn't disobey any of the rules in just a minute. And Graham got a point then, because it was an incorrect challenge, so he's John Ross one ahead. There are 51 seconds available, Graham. Ageism starting now.
You could hate old people because they give crap friends at Christmas.
Ross, challenge, yes.
Was it hit? Did he say hit before?
Well listened, I so did.
And what I like is the fact there was no flicker of naughtiness on your face at all.
The natural honesty of the players is wonderful. Ross, you've got him with 47 seconds on ageism starting now.
I think one of the finest examples of ageism is not allowing babies to ride motorcycles. I mean, sure, they enjoy the buggies, but they'd much prefer to sit on a Triumph Speed Triple and fly around the place. Strictly speaking, it's impossible to fly on a motorcycle, but it would be...
Graham Norton challenge.
Oh, I could be wrong. Repetition of motorcycle.
Yes, it was, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes,
no motorcycles to ride motorcycles.
Yeah, but you did repeat fly as well, didn't you?
Short word. I didn't want to say that.
So you, Graham, you've got in with 30 seconds to go on ageism starting now.
I can detest young people because of their...
Clement, yes.
is it?
Hesitation's right. Clement, you have ageism. 26 seconds, starting now.
I think of all the isms I dislike, landlordism is worse.
Jenny Sharon.
Well, I think he's deviating, because we're meant to be talking about ageism, and he started talking about landlordism.
Yes, I agree with that one, so you have ageism.
Of all the isms, one of the isms is ageism. And I've spoken for 5 seconds.
In fairness, Jenny...
In this game, you started off about landlordism, and I think once you establish...
No, I started off with... Of all the isms.
But I didn't think that the subject matter was of all the isms. I can't see that on your card.
Right. Jenny, I'd back off. You're looking really unattractive now.
I'm being too needy. I don't want to play this game anymore. No, Clement, you can have the ball back.
Yes. He's got the ball back. Right. 21 seconds. Ageism with you, Clement, starting now.
The law is very keen on ageism in that it allows you to be 16 before you have sex, 18 in order to vote, 21 for taking out a mortgage.
Lost challenge.
It was about to deviate.
Right, so hesitation. 9 seconds on ageism with you, Ross. Starting. Ross, start now.
Oh, starting now. Well, I think ageism.
Graham, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. Graham, a correct challenge. You've got 7 seconds. Tell us about ageism, starting now.
I love ageism. I think.
Clement Freud challenged.
He hasn't mentioned ageism. Not by the time I buzz.
Give Clement a bonus point. Graham, you get a point for being interrupted, and you have the subject still. 6 seconds on ageism, starting now.
Ageism is rife in the workplace, ladies and gentlemen, and must be stopped. Some of our grey-haired friends...
Well, as I... said it was to be the last round, and indeed it is, and now give me the final situation, because it was extremely close, and their contributions are so wonderful. I hate to have to say this. Someone was in fourth place, but it was only 1 point behind the second place. That was Clement Freud in fourth place, working upwards, then Jenny Eclair, and then just above Ross Noble, and 2 points behind Graham Norton. Out in the lead, we say you are the winner this week, Graham! So it only remains for me to say thank you to our four delightful and humorous players of the game, which is Ross Noble, Graham Norton, Jenny Eclair, and Clement Freud. I'm also grateful to Janet Staplehurst, who's helped me keep the score. She'd blown her whistle delightfully when the 60 seconds was up. And also we're grateful to our producer, Claire Jones. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this delightful game. And we are very grateful to our lovely audience here at the Pleasance, at the Festival Fringe, who've cheered us on our way magnificently. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, from our panel, goodbye until we play Just a Minute!